Welcome back, everyone, to this 22nd episode of Guildcast. I'm your host, Sean, and with me once again is Ruby.
Ding. Hi. Sorry, I'm trolling the forums for mini pets. I got to buy mini pets. It's important.
Oh, right, right, right. Well, so it's been a pretty unexciting week. I mean, we say week, but we recorded on Monday, and here we are Thursday recording again. We're just, we just love this stuff, I guess.
It's like we like the game. It's crazy.
I know. Well, it's funny because like tomorrow I'll be gone. I won't be home, so we can't record tomorrow. So, and that actually happened last week too. So we had to record on Thursday. So that means they're going to reveal the Mesmer tomorrow, probably, right?
Uh huh. You know, I was just thinking, for somebody that hates to leave the house, you sure are gone a lot.
Well, I save it all up. I don't leave like all week, and then every weekend I'm gone. So
you like go to another state.
Yeah. Literally, yeah.
It's Thursday, so it's Guild Wars night with the massively overpowered guild, so I'm kind of expecting something big about the time we get started.
That something big will be me playing with you guys, right?
Oh, that's right, yeah, you're coming, I forgot. Yay!
Yeah, well, yeah, hopefully.
Now we gotta hold you to it.
Well, it's gonna be, this should be released today, but tonight, 9 o'clock, a little after 9, I'll be there.
Yay!
But I'm excited. It's been a while since I've played Guild Wars, and I have it on this computer. I got a new computer a couple weeks ago, and I'm almost positive I put it on this computer. So yeah, I should be good.
Okay, I'll nag you to install later.
Yeah, if we zone, I might have to be the one sitting there waiting for stuff to load. But.
You know what? I wonder. I bet you have time to do the image download. You could do that.
Oh yeah, that's true. I should do that.
So anyway, yay, new computer.
not a ton of news this week. We're recording this, like I said, on Thursday. So lately it's been Thursday or Friday when the news comes down. So you can expect something in about an hour after we record this.
But, right. You know, the thing is, there's not been any new news. Mm-hmm. The Guild Wars community, since the Hall of Monuments announcement, has been fascinating this week.
Yeah, do you want to talk about that? Because there have been a lot of kind of clarifications on that, right?
Yeah, and just watching the reaction in the community is fascinating. I wonder if the ArenaNet people are kind of hanging around in-game going, wow, look at that! we talked about the Hall of Monuments. We did the special episode. Mm-hmm. Was that Monday?
Yep.
This week is flying.
I know.
And since then, I have spent a lot of time logged in, and I'm just like standing in Commodon watching trade chat, watching my Guild and Alliance chat. And it is insane. 1 week ago, last Thursday, I'm just trying to think, like a miniature jade armor, an undedicated miniature jade armor, people were trashing things like that because you literally could not give them away. I mean, do you remember this?
Oh, yeah.
You could not give those things away. I saw, and prices, I mean, seriously, are all over the place. Every day they fluctuate. I saw somebody asking $70,000 for undedicated first-year white mini pets.
Wow. That's crazy.
It's insane. It's absolutely flooring me watching this. The trader is sold out of anything that you need to make, like Vabian armor. Sapphires and rubies you can't get.
Anything sparkly, right?
Anything shiny and sparkly. Sapphires, rubies, diamonds, all three of those gemstones you can't get at the trader. They're completely sold out. I think onyx gemstones are out, but I saw someone in Commodon, and I doubt they got it because this even seemed a little excessive for what's going on, but I saw someone in Commodon asking $15,000 each for diamonds and or for rubies and sapphires.
Wow.
$15,000 each. You're sitting there wondering how many you have, don't you?
Well, yeah. I mean, that's between the mini pets I have, and I mean, I have storage panel upon storage panel of mini pets, and wow, I have a lot of rubies and sapphires and diamonds.
You just got rich, my friend.
If I act on it.
You need to, though, because people are, and actually it's interesting because the frenzy is starting to die down a little bit. Mm-hmm. If you're going to sell those mini pets, you actually need to get in there and do it.
Right now. That would mean I'd have to stop playing Minecraft, though. I don't know if I can do that.
Yay, it got you! Yay! I'm so happy. I miss Minecraft. It's been a crazy week, and I haven't had time. But the prices, the market has just gone completely insane. But what surprises me is arm braces. Tormented weapons are something that you've got to have for your Hall of Monuments. And, you know, I usually just save up my ecto and I buy an arm brace. At one point, arm braces were going for 45 ecto apiece.
Wow.
And at that time, it made me angry, and I paid it anyway, so I guess I need to, you know, either shut up whining or stop paying it. Ecto were around 8K at that point, and I was paying 45 ecto each for an arm brace for my tormented weapons. And now I'm looking, and again, it's really fluctuating, but one day I saw several offered for 19 ecto, which has been about right the past few months. And now they're hovering between 23 and 25. They have not spiked like I thought they would. So I'm not sure what that's about, but I really thought they'd leap back up to the 40s.
That's interesting. Maybe that's where everybody's at. I mean, the supply and demand. But, you know, you go back to the precious gems and, you know, the mini pets, you can't really get those, you know, especially the first year ones. So, I mean, those are understandably insanely priced. But
it's ridiculous.
Yeah. Supply and demand.
And a lot of people, the rare, the gold, green, and purple mini pets, I'm seeing people just really saying, make an offer. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if that's because the market's so insane right now, they don't know what they're worth, or if they're just, you know, how much can I get?
Yeah.
So I'm curious as to which that is. But it has been absolutely insane watching the community this past week.
And we were talking earlier about some trades you saw in Comic-Con, and I made the remark that this is something you wouldn't be able to see if we had an auction house. What was that trade?
That's right. Oh my gosh, that was hilarious. All right, the guy wanted, shoot, what did I say he wanted?
But he had like a whole miscellaneous...
Oh, he wanted, well, and yeah, this was 250 superb char carvings, which is for a, which you trade for a mask. I want to say it's a blindfold, but those aren't, that's not a series of armor pieces that I was ever really interested in. But he wanted 250 char carvings. And he said, he was saying, you know, give them to me for free, or you could trade them for 76 glacial stones, a, and I quote, cool sword, 1K and a map piece.
That's like everything he has in his pockets.
Yeah, I was like, here's and a couple pieces of pocket lint.
Yeah.
It was like, here is everything I currently own. Just please, I really want this mask.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, so it was, I mean, Comic-Con's kind of a funny place anyway, but that was especially awesome.
That's cool. That's really cool.
So I'm actually kind of looking at the Rare Materials Trader right now just to see what he's out, what he's currently out of. But the things to make destroyer weapons, and I guess because, honestly, destroyer weapons out of the three that you have to have, destroyer, tormented, and oppressors, are really the easiest to get. Well, in theory, you can't get a diamond. You can't get diamonds for anything. It looks like rubies and sapphires are back in stock. Rubies are 9.5K and sapphires are 10K, which is seriously like five times what they were before.
Yeah.
So.
I need to sell some stuff.
Amber. Well, actually, amber's back in. Jade for making Luxon elite armor is gone. Wow. You can't get diamonds. You can't get onyx gemstones. Amber's expensive. Amber's almost 1K each.
I remember last time I saw it like that was when factions first came out, the amber and jadeite. I remember when they were gone, you know, from the merchant, and everybody was farming them, and then they, like, you know, you're farming them and you're selling them for a couple K a piece at least, and then a month later, you know, They're worth nothing. Absolutely nothing. It's just crazy.
Well, you know, I was talking to a guildmate, and it's funny the things that have fallen out of favor now. Do you remember the Everlasting Tonics?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we have a... we've got a guildmate that got one, and I guess maybe like a year ago, he got the Everlasting Skeletonic, which made the Hellhound. And he didn't sell it, and people were literally offering him like hundreds of ecto for them. And he said, now I can get 20 ecto out of it if I'm lucky. Because it doesn't help the Hall of Monuments and nobody cares. That's just, and you know, I feel bad because now he's like, crud, I wish I'd sold that. I could afford some of this stuff now. So it has, the things that have fallen into favor, it's been interesting watching them rise and fall because everybody was scrambling for mini pets at first. And now everybody's kind of turning their attention toward Vabian armor, elite Luxinor Kursik armor, and destroyer and oppressor's weapons.
So. That's pretty fascinating stuff, you know.
It's insane.
Yeah, it's so player-driven. You know, it's almost like a little metagame, you know, inside of the game.
And it is. And
it's fun.
That's actually what I love about the economy. The economy here is almost entirely player-driven. And it's so cool just to stand in Comic-Con this week and see what things are trending.
Yeah. Yeah, and you see, here you are letting me know so that I know what to sell, stuff I've been holding on to for 5 years, right?
Yeah, I actually could use a couple of those diamonds. Just let you know.
30K a piece.
Ah! You better hurry, because yeah, they're going to be all the way down to 29 pretty soon.
I know, that's crazy.
But yeah, it is. I mean, if you're a hoarder of that sort of stuff, you are in fantastic shape right now.
I am. And you know what's funny? I have a bunch of accounts, but I imagine there are a lot of people who probably are like, hey, you know, I haven't been on in a while, and I have this stuff, and I'm just going to go ahead and sell it, get some money.
Dude, you've got birthday presents.
Oh, yeah. I need to go through and check all my accounts, too.
Yeah, you do, because you are probably in very, very good shape.
Awesome.
I'm still sitting here looking at the prices. So anyway, drilling. That's what's going on.
Cool. So what about the actual Hall of Monuments, kind of like I was saying, the clarifications and everything that were happening in the forums? I know a lot of people had some questions about specifics, and ArenaNet jumped in and answered a few of those, didn't they?
They did. There is still one big mystery that actually I had you help me try to solve to no avail. Mm-hmm. And that was, I'm actually going over there to double check now. These 3 points in the Monument to Honor for accounts linked. There were basically two theories going around that you got the 3 points for linking your account to your Master NCSoft account, to your NCSoft Master account, or that you got the 3 points for talking to Kimis the historian in your Hall of Monuments. And because, you know, you can link all of your characters under the account-wide thing talking to that guy. Now, we kind of tested both of those because I really did want to know what that was all about. I have a prophecies-only account that I use for mule storage, and I went and keyed in one of those characters. That character, that account has 3 points, and I do not have Eye of the North on that account.
Yeah. And so, then I tried it on a few of mine, too.
Yeah, you tried it with some accounts that are not linked to an NCSoft Master account, mm-hmm. and they all had 3 points, too.
Yeah.
So we actually asked NCSoft, and what time did you say they answered you, like, last night at midnight?
Yeah, it was pretty late last night, but they just said that they're looking into it.
Yeah, so
no answer yet.
Evidently, they don't know either. No, but we're really, you know, we tried... Even if you don't have Eye of the North, you get 3 points. So I'm not sure what is going on there.
It might just be a glitch. I don't know. But.
You know, I think I said to you this morning, I'm blaming the Zunlai Tournament House guys. Remember how they just threw their hands up and gave everybody 50 points?
Yeah, I remember that.
So they're just, you know what? 3 points here. Don't care. Just have it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, we're looking into that. I hope to get an answer on that very, very, very soon.
Yeah, it would be nice to at least figure that one out. So what about anything else? Wasn't there something else that seemed like...
Or? You know, I think there was a little bit of confusion on whether it's account-wide or character-specific. Mm. It's account-wide, so like I'm kind of going through to find my examples. Like the Monument to Resilience is your armor monument. Well, I have... My Elementalist, my main character, she has all the really good armor. But oddly, I fell in love with Necromancer Fissure Woe armor, so my Necro has Fissure Woe. Mm-hmm. And I've got credit in that monument for both the Obsidian armor, which is the Fissure Woe, and 7 full armor statues, which came thanks to my Elementalist. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't matter what character you do it on, it goes into the account pot, so to speak.
I really like that they did that. I mean, it does, of course, it does make it a little easier, but, you know, it's like your situation is exactly why they did that, or whether, you know, why it makes sense that they did that. You know, you have certain characters that you want certain armor on. You know, you like this necro armor better than the other one, and so you do that, but you shouldn't be punished for that. You know, it should be account wide. And then I think that makes it a lot easier to carry over to Guild Wars 2, I would imagine.
Well, and you know, I was thinking when I was at PAX, I was talking to some of the ArenaNet people, and they did say everything's going to be account-wide because this character-specific title system just does not work very well. And that's not really me bagging on it. I mean, that's kind of what they said at ArenaNet. It just isn't working out. So everything's account-wide, and I absolutely love that.
Yeah, because what it does also is... a lot of the things in Guild Wars are already account-wide, you know, like... you know, guilds and things like that, which are, it's kind of a unique thing to Guild Wars. Like you said, they even admitted this, that they kind of experimented with account-wide versus character-specific, and a lot of times it didn't work, especially when you had to mix it like that, so yeah. They're just going straight account-wide now.
Yeah, so. And I really prefer that, especially in this case.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. Now, there is something that a reader mentioned, a Massively reader or a Guild Wars 2 guru forum person, I actually forget who, but they commented it is account-wide, but you can't double-dip, so to speak. You can't get hero armor for Jorah on every character that you have and then go back and get credit for having, you know, 10 companion statues in your hall. You only get credit for that once. Now you can get like Jorah armor, you can get Jorah the good armor on your main, and then you could like go get, I don't know, Takora the good armor on an alt. And you still, again, it still all goes into the account pot. Mm-hmm. But it's one per hero.
Yeah.
So, but it's done really well. I think it's going to, a lot of people are saying, you know, it's going to be too hard to get to 30, it's going to be too hard to get to 50. I think the way this is set up is going to surprise them, and people will get there a lot faster than they think. Mm-hmm.
And you're almost done with your week-long guide, right?
I am. I have been writing a guide. I have spent more time in my pajamas this week because I am just sitting here writing. Monday's Flameseeker Chronicles, our regular Guild Wars column on Massively, was a generalized guide on how to get to 30 points. And what 30 points gets you in your Hall of Monuments is every reward revealed so far. So we've got that, but then I started thinking, you know, I'm trying for 50 points, and I know a lot of people want that full 50 out of 50, because mm-hmm. We're insane completionists. So I divided this Hall of Monuments calculator up by its five parts. Devotion, Fellowship, Honor, Resilience, and Valor, and wrote a guide, one for each day, on how to get the max points in that section.
Awesome.
Yes.
Yeah, we've had some really good feedback on that. I've seen a lot of people.
It's been fun.
Yeah. People have gotten pretty... Now, I know every day, it comes out every day at 4 o'clock. We want to make sure that it was, you know, at a specific time so people know when to look for it. 4 o'clock Eastern. So we have today's and tomorrow's, and that'll be it, right?
Yeah, and today's is my favorite.
Uh-oh.
Today,
which one is it?
Armor.
Oh, okay.
I absolutely was so looking forward to this, and Bree, one of our editors at Massively, she said, I can't wait to see your screenshots.
That's going to be your favorite part, right?
That's going to be my favorite part.
It's going to be like a fashion show. You're going to turn on some like techno music. And
they're going to be little animated pictures. Now, I'll tell you, you know what I was tempted to do? And I flat did not have time. But I have seen some fantastic compilations where people took all of their characters, like posed them in their Hall of Monuments, and photoshopped it together like a group shot.
Oh, yeah, I did that. I did that a long time ago with my characters on my first account. Yeah.
Oh, man, I should have asked you to do it.
I don't have Photoshop anymore, but yeah, that's...
Yeah, I thought about that for like 30 seconds, and then I laughed really hard. Moved on. I actually forced myself. I'm not showing off all of my characters. I've got some of my guildies, and they posed for me, and I got some screenshots. So it won't just be all me, but I am kind of excited to, you know, actually get to talk about this is a part of the game I really, really love.
Yeah. And a lot of people
excited
do.
To do that. Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. Should be a really nice one. Yeah.
So a lot of people also could not even care less. So I'm... I'm addressing them too. But, you know, it's basically the entire guide is how to max out each monument as painlessly as possible.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
that's cool.
Yeah, I'm having a good time with it, and I am having so much fun with the armor part.
Then what's tomorrow?
Tomorrow is weapons.
Oh, cool.
Something that is causing me great pain.
Literally.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah, you love it. I just need to get my last tormented weapons and not think about it anymore. But you know what? I think I'm going to have to be patient. Ugh.
Patience.
I can't have it right now.
That's a dirty word.
It's horrible. So, but it has, no, it's been a lot of fun to write, and you're right, we've had a pretty good response.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right, well, you want to get into some of our emails we've gotten in the last few days, which haven't really been a lot. We've only received a few of them.
Everybody's in Comic-Con.
Exactly. Yeah, everybody's playing the game. So we have this one here. This is from John, and it says, "Hey, guys, I'd like to talk a little bit about the Hall of Monuments." Hey, we do too.
Oh, sweet.
At first, when I heard that it was allowing people to get low-level items that were better than items that would be better than the items we'd be getting without the Hall of Monuments, that's a mouthful, I was a bit disappointed with ArenaNet, as I thought that they would be giving players any in-game advantages. However, after thinking about it, I now realize that it isn't going to matter as much in Guild Wars 2 with their event system, because it would also be benefiting me, as events could be completed as long as the benefit isn't so great that they can outstrip me in events. Wow.
I see what he's saying, though. I mean, that's a really good point.
Yeah, I think it's important to look at it from this perspective. You know what I mean? I mean, like he says, you know, at first you look at it and you're like, oh, what's going on here? But I'm glad he wrote that to kind of point that out to a lot of people who may not have seen that.
Yeah, on the PvE side of the game, even if it was the case that you got some sort of gameplay advantage for this, on the PvE side of the game, the setup makes that good for everybody. So I like what he had to say.
Let's see. I'm kind of going through the rest of these emails here. One of them... See, some of these aren't really meant to be read on the show.
What, are you getting porn now?
Secret personal emails. No, Flipside Parallel, who has written to us many times. He wrote a few. I'm almost going to kind of consolidate these, but I'll just read them one at a time. This first one says, "Hi guys, was listening to the latest episode and thought I'd comment on the linguistics question. Using the term race is perfectly fine, as it's not really a scientific term. If you look it up on them internets, you get people who are believed to belong to the same genetic stock. So it's a genetic catch-all term that is used to label a group thought to be genetically related. That's my two cents anyway." Yeah, I mean, he's right, and I think we, you know, we went over that fairly well last time, but I see what he's saying here. You know, it's kind of how the dwarves and the Norn and the humans are kind of related. They're humanoid. Mm-hmm. You know, I think that's how it works out like that.
Yeah.
I mean, we could sit here and nitpick all day about, you know, who's actually related to whom, you know, but we won't do that.
Pick at semantics, but yeah, it works. It works for this purpose.
And a couple other emails he has, I won't really read or get into. One of them, he actually made a spreadsheet for mini pets, which is really awesome.
I know, I loved that.
That's I think that's for you, isn't it?
I think so, but I got all mine. I was pretty close anyway, because I love mini pets almost as much as I love armor. And in my guild, we were trading minis back and forth like crazy. It was ridiculous. So I think most of us in our guild, we've got our mini pet thing maxed out. So don't be trying to sell us your extra mini pets. So you know what, though? I did just see somebody wants to buy a miniature white jade armor for $30,000.
Oh, I need to press pause and go log in.
Yeah.
I have like 10 of those things.
I closed it and like forced myself to stop looking. Somebody was selling an undedicated mini Grawl for 200 ecto.
Wow. Good luck with that.
Oh, I don't know.
Those are really exclusive ones. Yeah.
Those are awesome.
Yeah, those are pretty awesome. This next email it says, "Hey Mesmer and Mesmer. Just wanted to say I enjoy your show, even though I cringe every time you guys talk about when you think the game will be released. Seems like your guesses just get farther and farther away. I just wanted to let you guys know what the classes I think that Guild Wars 2 will announce. I believe that the Assassin will be the Return with a new name. And he says Rogue, in parentheses. I believe Mesmer will be back, just judging from some of the rewards for the Hall, keeping its name. You know, that'll be the one that's actually keeping its name. Monk will also be back, but it'll be mixed with either the Paragon or the Dervish. That's interesting.
Hmm.
And then the final two new classes, I believe, will be the Paladin, with maybe a different name, and a Hunter. And then he says in parentheses, it's the Gunner. I think it'll also be able to tame, since I believe that they said that there will be two classes that can have pets. I don't believe the Necro's minions count as pets, but I've heard people who said they do. Also, since you guys said in the last episode 19 that the male needs to be flashy and virus-loaded, here you go. And then he writes, flash, 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 Trojan malware, malware spyware. Ha, ha, ha.
Nice.
Peace out and keep up the good work. X. He signs it X.
Just X the letter?
Yeah. Well, or with lines on each side. No, X the letter. Thank you for the virus. I appreciate that. I think a lot of us, when we're making our guesses, a lot of us want to see that Rogue. You know, a lot of us are saying that, yeah, that I think that Assassin's coming back just because of that concept art. But also, you know, it would be so great to have a Rogue. I mean, a trap, like a trap maker, although the Ranger still has traps, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think so. Yeah. So I don't know if that would actually be, you know, part of the Rogue thing. And a lot of people are actually saying that the Rogue and the Assassin part might have been absorbed by the Ranger anyway, because they can kind of do that two-handed, you know, melee stuff. Mm-hmm. But it would be great to see a Rogue. Mesmer, of course, based on exactly what he said. You know, there are a lot of the rewards in the Hall that are still based on Mesmer. We see pictures of him in concept art. The armor that they're showing is very, very Mesmer-centric. So, I would say Mesmer is probably going to come back. So, yeah, I mean, I agree with him on pretty much all of these. Monk, again, we've said, mixing it with Paragon or Dervish, very, very possible.
And a Paladin? I mean, I view a Paladin as kind of a holy warrior, which sounds like a Monk/Dervish to me.
Yeah.
So maybe one or the other. And, you know, I was just sitting here thinking, I'd laugh at you for trying to convince yourself about the Mesmer through all this stuff if you didn't have such a point. I was sitting here going, man, I kind of want to make fun of him, but he's right.
Well, this is what worries me, is it's almost too easy. It's almost like, we know ArenaNet. You know, they like to be a little tricksy. And they like to, they like to kind of show us things to make us think one thing, and then they're like, bam, this is how we're going to do it. And it's
surprise.
Like, oh, this is much, much better than I thought. So I don't know. Who knows if that's what's going to happen? But, I mean, out of all the ones that they say are returning, it's got to be the Mesmer. It's just so many things point to it, but I still have that worry that it's going to be a big surprise. So
if there's not, will you, like, rage quit and sell all your stock and see?
Oh, totally. you want all my stuff? I can just give you all my stuff.
Actually, I would really like all your stuff at this point. That would be awesome.
No. I wouldn't quit. But, I mean, even if they didn't... Okay, here's the options, essentially. They're either going to have the Mesmer come back, or they're going to have the Mesmer come back mixed with something else and called... Or mixed with something else, or they're going to have the Mesmer come back and call it something else. So either one of those I'd be fine with. The mixing with something else would probably be my least favorite.
Yeah.
I'd just love to see a straight Mesmer come back. But even if they brought it back and they called it something else, that would be okay, I guess. just as long as it still has, you know, I mean, I just love the whole idea of the Mesmer, everything about it. So as long as that's preserved, that'll be okay. It's so funny, though. My two favorite classes are kind of opposites as far as style.
The Mesmer and the Necro?
Yeah. But, I mean, one shops, I don't know, what's a really fancy place in the mall?
Are you seriously asking me?
Yeah, you're the big shopper, right?
Uh-huh.
But, of course, the Necro shops at Hot Topic, which is
And the Mesmer shops someplace fancy that we don't really know.
Yeah, exactly. We're not even We're not even privy to that information.
I need to be fancier. I don't know. Macy's? Like,
yeah, there you go. That, I guess
I don't know.
So, you know, the styles are different, but they're essentially filled with curses and, you know, debuffs and things like that, which I love. So,
torn stockings.
Torn stockings and spiked collars. And, yeah.
Do you need a minute?
No,
but yeah, the style is completely different.
But yeah, exactly. And I think that I really am holding out hope, not just because I'm a Mesmer fanboy, but just because I think that I think all roads lead to Mesmer being preserved.
Oh, I guess
save
I start
the Mesmer.
I gotta start. You're gonna be picketing.
Yeah.
I gotta start playing my Mesmer so I can be prepared when this is called Mesmercast.
I, you know, my Mesmer, I have a Guildcast, that's his name, which is kind of funny because I didn't intend him to be played, you know? He was going to be like my master of ceremonies when, you know, when we had events and everything. I mean, this was 5 years ago when I started doing this, and it's so funny now that I got him the 15K, oh man, I forgot what it was called. Yeah, it's not the faction stuff. It's the one you get in Marhunt's Grotto. But I forgot what it's called. Anyway, it's the 15K, and I mixed like silver and red and some other color to get this really like velvety, kind of reddish, like mauve kind of a look. And it's so cool. I was so proud of that because it took me so long to plan the exact colors, you know, and like.
Yeah.
I mean, this is, I'm talking to you, like, you know, I mean, you know exactly what I'm talking about. You're like, uh-huh. this is what you do, right?
This is extreme, yeah, that is, I spend way too much time on this sort of thing.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's so funny how much time I spent with him, you know, getting him looking exactly the way I wanted. I mean, a lot of the male Mesmer armor is just not, I mean, that faction male Mesmer armor, the band uniform.
Yeah.
Oh, boy, that is not good looking. So there's a lot that's not the greatest, but I really, really love the set he has on. It's funny because he has a little mini Varish, and she's like the same color outfit as him. Mm-hmm. So like she runs around, and it's ridiculous. I need to start playing the game instead of just running around, dying my armor. Right,
talking about it.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, I love my Mesmer. So that is actually the last email we had.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, so we had a kind of a short show this time of just us talking nonsense, but
well, it's awesome nonsense and nonsense that people like.
That's right.
Well, the people that listen to this. So now you need to log in and raid your characters.
Yeah, I should have a big sale. Actually, I'm going to log in now, and people are going to be like, "Hey, Sean, I'll buy that diamond off you for 40K."
Yeah, but that'll be me. So.
I'll just say, like, anything that anybody says to me, I'll say, well, Ruby offered me 90, so I don't know.
Oh, man, you guys, I didn't offer him squat yet, okay? just so you know.
Yeah.
So that was, yeah, you've got some stuff to go through.
Yep. I'm actually going to go log in now, I think, after we're done with this.
Yeah, you need to do it before people come to their senses.
Yep.
All right, well, then we will see you guys next week, I guess.
Yeah, definitely. If you want to write us an email, Sean, S-H-A-W-N, at guildcast.com or R-U-B-I at guildcast.com, or you can check out our Twitter and Facebook pages for some more interaction with us, as well as guildcast.com or guildcast.wordpress.com, where you can see the show notes for the show. And
hey, do we need intros?
Oh, yes, we need intros. We definitely need intros. If you want to, you know, pimp your guild or pimp yourself or whatever, pimp Ruby, whatever you want to do, then, yeah, leave us an intro. Send it out. You know, MP3 is usually the best format for that, just something really short. Just say, this is so-and-so and you're listening to Guildcast, or this is so-and-so from so-and-so guild and you're listening to Guildcast. You know, do whatever you want to do. Just make it pretty short, you know, 30 seconds, somewhere around there at the most. And we'll put it at the beginning of the show, and you'll be famous and
Internet
rich.
Famous.
Yes. You'll be famous to us. Aw. Yeah.
We'll say nice things about you. Yay.
Yeah. All right, so that is it. Until next week, this is Sean.
I'm Ruby.
And we'll see you then.